the past month, Christians in Africa have seen intense persecution. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, Voice of the Martyrs USA tells us how we can be praying for our brothers and sisters facing religious attacks. And as we look at spiritual needs, it's important to remember the physical needs as well. Slavic Gospel Association tells us why. So let's get started. 4 weeks, 4 pastors, 4 church attacks, 14 dead in northern Burkina Faso. This past Sunday was just the latest in a series of deeply unsettling events targeting Christians. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton tells us,
what it seems to be is Islamic militants coming across the border from some of the surrounding nations that are part of Al-Qaeda in that area, especially from Mali, also from Niger. So that seems to be what is bringing this violence, people coming in from outside the country, bringing these attacks against the church.
The violence sent a wave of displaced to the southern part of the country. Dozens of churches and schools closed, and many Christians are in hiding now.
Let's pray that Christians there will not do that, but will continue to be bold witnesses for Christ and reach out to others.
In this time of crisis, we are urged to pray boldness for believers. God transformed Saul to Paul. So let's also ask God to do the impossible.
As we pray for the Christians, let's remember also to pray for the persecutors, to pray for the attackers, that they will come to know Christ in a personal way. Let's pray for more apostles out of these Al-Qaeda organizations in Africa.
Turning now to the European Union, where more than half of all eligible voters showed up at the polls last week for parliamentary elections, and that's the highest turnout in 20 years. Immigration was a top concern. Some parties campaigned under the promise of drastic change to how countries receive refugees and migrants. According to the United Nations, more than 1 million refugees arrived on European shores in 2016, and over half remain there today. Prayercast Chris Ruge says today's Love Muslims video highlights the changes underway among Europe's displaced Muslims.
God is moving in powerful ways. There are churches in Europe, historical churches that were dying and empty, that have been filled now on a weekly basis with former Muslims who are coming to Christ.
However, not all Muslim refugees receive a friendly welcome.
We see churches who are very resistant, who are very suspicious and struggling with some of the changes in their community that they see as a result of this. The response to this humanitarian crisis and influx of Muslims across Europe has been very diverse.
Visit us online for a link to the video and learn how to love Muslims through prayer. And Slavic Gospel Association's Compassion Ministry plays a vital role in its work to support churches in the former Soviet Union. Compassion Ministry helps churches in this region reach out to those in need in their communities. And the essence of the work can be found in many of SGA's other work, like Orphans Reborn or Reach Russia Now. But SGA's Eric Mock says this work also builds trusted relationships where God's love can be communicated.
What we're told is not alone to pray, but to be people of action as well as people of faith. Not to just say blessings on you as you suffer, but actually build bridges by showing up with something in your hand as well as the gospel in the other hand.
Sometimes this ministry looks like serving street children in Ukraine or ministry to the disabled.
Even in these terrible situations, the Lord is providing us an opportunity to meet this need for Him to be glorified through a faithful number of local churches who desire to bring aid to these people. And in bringing aid, they bring spiritual aid along with a physical aid, but often that door is not going to open with empty hands.
Pray over SGA's Compassion Ministry and for the churches that it serves. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups, but with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. It's also a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.